This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today, friend. Thanks for taking 15 minutes to join us. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Hope you're getting ready here for the weekend. And I invite you to come out to Island Community Church this weekend, where we're looking at Looking Through Heaven's Portals is the name of my sermon. It's a look at, I guess, being in the radio business here. You know, we have this thing here called a green room, and they have it in television as well. The green room is where they put everyone that's going to be on a TV or a radio show. It's a waiting room. It's a waiting room until you are called, you know, to come out. It's your turn. Well, I can envision a green room up in heaven, you see. And if there was a green room up in heaven, who would you see in that? Can you picture that? There's this big green room, all the different people you'd see in there. There's even natural things in there like hail. Hail. If you were up in heaven and you're walking down a corridor there, right past the broom closet, you see, there's a room that's got hail on the outside of the door. This is one of God's end times players. He even told Job, thousands of years ago, have you seen the hail that I've got stored up in heaven waiting for the command? You see, even hail is one of God's end times players. There's four riders on four different horses. They're up there in the green room, maybe playing pinochle. You see, they're waiting for the call, waiting for the call to come out. There are angels which are tied up and bound under the river Euphrates. They're waiting, waiting for the call. Even the Son of God himself is waiting. He says, therefore, when you see all these things, recognize my return is near, even at the doors. You see, even at the doors, I believe the Son of God's risen up from his throne on the rightful place at the right hand of God. You see, he's gotten up off of his throne and he's at the doors even. And he says, recognize his return is near. That's what we're looking at this Sunday morning. If you're a member of another church, never fear. I'll have the podcast uploaded here by Monday by going to my website or Facebook page, WGOD Radio, or Twitter at WGOD Radio. That program will be uploaded. Now, here's the last point of this message, the worldly church. How can I tell I'm in a worldly church? That's what we're looking at here today.
What are some signs that you are in a worldly church? I got five. I don't know if they're going to go over very well. Number one, your pastor is gay or lesbian. Churches that ordain homosexuals into the ministry have succumbed to worldly pressures. They're trying to appear culturally hip and in step with the world. And there's the problem. You don't need to be in step with the world. As a matter of fact, you're supposed to be going the other direction. You misunderstand. Maybe you don't even know what the word church means. The word is ecclesia. The word means called out ones. That's the whole notion of church. Is the world's going this direction, God's has picked you up out of the muck, and the church is going in this direction. The verse here, it says, "You he hath quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you used to walk according to the course of this world." The course of this world is like a mighty river course, and it's going in this direction. God in his mercy has plucked you up and set your feet upon a rock, and now you are marching in this direction. And when Jesus comes back, he's coming back over here, not over there. If you're going with the world that way, you'll never see his return, and you will be left behind. And don't believe the fantasy books that say you got 7 years to come to the faith. If you miss him now, you're lost. He's coming back over here because his church is on the road less traveled, and they're going in this direction. That's the whole notion of church. Called out ones. Sign number two, you're in a worldly church. Your pastor is a woman. I'm sorry, but let's put it this way. This church would not be a church if it wasn't for the women here in this church. We wouldn't have a church if it wasn't for the women here. I'm serious. This church would not exist as if it wasn't for the women working behind the scenes to make sure this church is still here and standing. But the women aren't called to be the spiritual authority in the church. And a church that has women for the spiritual authority aren't following the word of God. And they've let the world influence them. Sign number three. You're in a worldly church. Your pastor performs weddings for two men or two women. You don't have that particular problem here. When you do, it's time to look for another pastor. Sign number four, you're in a worldly church. The music in the church is the same as the music that's in the club. Many churches I've visited, the band has got these huge Marshall amps. And the guitar player's got a wah-wah pedal and thinks he's Eddie Van Halen. The church is sacred. And the music should be as well. When unbelievers come to this church, they expect it to be different. Not the same as a club down the street. Last one, number five. Your pastor is a people pleaser instead of pleasing God by calling sin, sin. And preaching the whole counsel of God. And I try to do that. Hopefully I do a good job at it. I call things the way that they are. Not based on what your response is going to be to it. Hopefully I've earned your respect for that. Those are some of the modern up-to-date things the Lord Jesus would correct the church today for being worldly. All right, verse 16. And the threat. Repent, therefore, or else. Repent or else. I will come to thee quickly and make war against them. Again, I love the King James here. When you see the word thee, means it's talking to how many people? One. You is totally lost in other Bibles. I'm going to come to you quickly and make war with you. You don't know who he's talking to. He says, repent or else I will come to thee and make war with them. Looks to me like he holds the pastor accountable. What do you think? Repent or else I will come to thee quickly and make war against them with the sword of my mouth. The counsel is to repent. The church and its believers need to repent and to change their ways. He writes to the pastor, I will come to you, Mr. Pastor, and I will make war against them. In other words, he's saying, repent, Pastor. Quit playing church. Time is short. Quit playing church. Repent. Make things right. Start doing things the way they're supposed to be done. Call sin, sin. The Lord, this is a holy place. He says, take the shoes off your feet. You're on holy ground. This is what the church is supposed to be. We're called out ones. He's called us out of a life of sin. And as we looked earlier, this happens when he returns. That is, making war with the sword of his mouth. So perhaps the members of the first church of worldliness are going to be right there with the other unbelievers when he comes back. I guess if you live a worldly life with no change in your life and keep on doing the same old things you did before, then the Spirit of God does not dwell in you. I mean, think about it. Listen to what James said. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, James 4:4. Know ye not the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So can you be the enemy of God and be saved? You shake your head no. Certainly not a position that you want to find out, right? My advice to you, this is a place you don't want to be in. This is something that you don't want to be known by. I've heard Charles Stanley say many times, there's nothing you could do to ever affect your relationship with God. Well, I say to that, boulder dash. Why don't you try being friends with the world and partner with the world? Again, come out from among them. Start going in the other direction. Don't let this world infect you. Last verse. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, like the three Hebrews, like Polycarp, like Antipas. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone. And in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he that receives it. Now, this is a reference to the manna that was used to feed the children of Israel during their wilderness wanderings. God actually caused the manna or the bread to rain down from heaven upon them, Exodus 16. So, what does hidden manna mean? What is the bread from heaven? You know that one, right? John 6:32, it says, the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. And I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. John 6:51. Okay, last thing. White stone. What does that mean? White stones were used to signify two things. Number one, acquittal by a jury. When you were acquitted by the jury, they gave you a white stone. Second thing, a white stone is a token for admission into a banquet. Hallelujah. And it's not given to he that believeth. It's given to him who overcomes. The white stone is awaiting you at the finish line.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.